Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
'94. Not a lot of good feeling in Philadelphia today, especially after last night's 76ers game. But we'll try to have a winning weekend, and Mark Lawrence hopefully helps us all out taking a look at the football. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
Good. I just want you to know that Glenn Rivers, the 76ers head coach, after a disgraceful loss after being up by 22 in the third quarter with a team that doesn't have their two best players, loses the game, and after the game, he compared himself to Greg Popovich.
In what manner?
Yeah. Well, somebody asked him a question: how much was coaching have to do with the loss? He says, "I don't know." He says, "Would you ask Pop that question?"
Oh boy! Yeah.
Oh my God! It's just he's insulted people. He's such a terrible coach. He's a fraud. He's a nice guy, and he's witty and all that. But he's a terrible coach. But anyway, that was just the icing on the cake for this weekend. All right, let's get to look at the football. 76ers, please. Two games today, two games tomorrow. Let's look at the games today. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to isolate a play called on the Rams today to knock off Tampa Bay, send Tom Brady packing. They're the live dog, I think, on the football card this weekend, if for no other reason, just the fact that they are the defending Super Bowl champion. Tampa Bay is. They've got quite a few injuries, as we know, going into the football contest. And the Rams appear to have their act back together here, and there's no better coach in the National Football League in road games than Sean McVay. He's been outstanding in his career. He knows how to win games, especially on the road. I think the 3 points is a take in this football contest.
Okay. All right. The Bengals, people kind of fell in love with Joe Burrow, who is a very, very good quarterback and a good quarterback, but now you the Titans, nobody gives them any credit or respect. I should say respect, and it's not that easy to just go into Tennessee and win. How do you look at that game?
Well, one of the things Tennessee has working in its favor here is, aside from Derrick Henry being back, is the extra week to get ready for the football game. And while that was a very, very strong trend in years past, it sort of went south. But it's inching its way back here again. It's like the weather. It's up and down, and now it's on the upward swing. Rest-at-home teams in the playoffs. That benefits Tennessee here, number one. Number two, you're looking at Cincinnati, a football team that hadn't been in the playoffs or won a playoff game in eons until they did last week. Now you're asking them to win back-to-back games against a rested football team here who has much the better ground game. Cincinnati is on the road in the playoffs. Right? My database goes back to 1980. They've been on the road 5 times in the playoffs. They've lost and failed to cover all 5 games by large margins. I just don't see back-to-back games for the Bengals here today. I'd have to stay at home with Tennessee.
Why do you think the line's going down? Not much, but it's down, I see, in some places down to 5 on the Green Bay game. Why is that going down? The Packers are playing their third straight road game. Not the Packers, I mean the 49ers, playing their third straight road game, I believe.
Well, a couple of injuries to the Packers, you know, that's all usually a part of a situation like that. But I think there's a lot of love out there right now for Kyle Shanahan and the job that San Francisco's doing. I mean, they've been as impressive as anybody coming down the stretch run here. And the truth of the matter is, to me, I think it's bogus that the line comes down like this. I thought for sure this line would top out at 6, and I don't believe it's going to here right now. But when push comes to shove, you're putting Aaron Rodgers on one side of the equation and Jimmy Garoppolo on the other. And I've got to look at Aaron Rodgers in a situation like this. And remember, Green Bay was in the championship game last year. They lost that championship game. Home teams that do just that are terrific in the divisional round of the playoffs. That's the role for Green Bay today.
All right, and one other game we haven't touched on. The line's at 2 now with Kansas City, 2 at home. I think we might differ on this game. I kind of like the Bills, and I know the public kind of likes the Bills. And I know Kansas City's a better team, but who do you like in this game?
Well, I'm going to stay with Kansas City here, and that kind of goes against the grain of what it is that I usually do, and that's looking for teams with better defenses, and Buffalo is clearly the better defense in this football game, although Kansas City's defense has really improved substantially here this football season. But to me, okay, I like to fade teams off of monster performances, and what Buffalo did last week, they put, for all intents and purposes, a no-hitter together in that win over New England last week. Now they're taking out onto the road the next game in the playoffs here to beat a team that they've already beat in Kansas City here. I think you're going to find a lot of angry, avenging Kansas City Chiefs playing in this football game here from the beatdown that they suffered earlier here. I think Kansas City, for the price, Patrick Mahomes, remember, in the months of November, December, January, and February, the kid has won 27 of his last 28 games. I think he's the key in the contest here, and I'm going to stay at home for the price with Kansas City in the game.
All right, totals. All in the high 40s or Kansas City's 54. Playoff games, aren't they high numbers for playoff games?
Well, they're high numbers because of the age that we live in today, you know, with the game evolving around the quarterbacks. So they're there for a reason. Sometimes when I go back in the database and I open up and I compare numbers and I see totals that some teams and games and situations haven't gone over this total, it's because the total was never this high before. Mm-hmm. But I think on the card here today, I'm going to roll back to the Green Bay game and make the point about the fact that they're at home after having blown in the championship game last year, and teams in that exact role are 27-11 to the over. That's 38 games they've been in that role when they're playing with rest in that particular role that Green Bay's in. That's 27 overs, 11 unders. I think that might be the overplay in the football card today.
What about Sunday?
Well, Sunday, it's a little bit of a tougher card because, you know, in the Kansas City-Buffalo game, you've got, I would lean under there personally because you've got the number one ranked defense and you got Kansas City playing some sneaky good defense here right now. And you got a total here. I'm saying again that they're getting up into the number range where we haven't seen a lot of totals like this before. So put me on the Kansas City-Buffalo for the play on Sunday.
Okay.
On the under.
For the under.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.